Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Cutter Lawler. Welcome back to a week of Weird News Wednesdays here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in life, Mr. Sean Mead.
Partner in life, you say? Well, I'm flattered.
I'm thinking,
Connor,
if we start like some sort of romance angle, we'll get like more like clicks, more
listens.
That's
good. That's good bait. Because
if we did that for maybe 6 months and then there's a breakup angle, I mean, we're printing money at that stage.
Well, you break up, we both get married to different people and then we keep doing the podcast anyway.
But there's always a simmering, like, do they hate each other? Do they like each other?
There's a Ross and Rachel style thing going on here.
Speaking, Sean, of merch, you mentioned that just.
I did, yeah.
We have 15% off all of our merch at the minute with free shipping. If you want to head on over to our store,
new merch designs up there as well. They're really, really fun.
There's brand new designs. There's mugs, there's t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's all a bunch of stuff representing loads of different catchphrases and sayings we do on the show. So, link is down below. It's heresforhire.ie/shop. If you want to go there,
it works again. That link directly works again,
Sean,
folks.
That is working. But Sean, this is weird news. What do we do here?
You spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy making URL links work to look at any weird news.
It took 7 months.
It did take a while, to be fair. I didn't realise it was broken for ages. Then Roisin told me it was broken. Yeah. Then I tried to fix it, still didn't work. And then I fixed it the other day.
Well, the thing is, Sean is a man, if anyone doesn't know, for the back burner. He's a big back burner kind of guy.
How am I catching strays here?
Disagree with me.
No, I can't. Connor, if I could channel the hyperfixation and decide what it is at any one time, I'd be unstoppable.
You'd be unkillable, surely. You'd be Mike Myers.
I would be, but I can't. And you have to come to terms with that if this relationship is going to continue.
We're just not going to work.
You said you loved me for me.
I lied. So, look, if you want to get your merch or hands on some t-shirts and stuff for Christmas or even the New Year, might be a bit late for the Christmas delivery, not sure at the minute. That deal is on, so that link is down below. But, Sean, it's weird news.
It is.
There's no more chit-chatting going on because we got to get straight into it. Because this week, I'm going to give you an option of what to start with. Because I had two really nice ones.
Okay, right? Hit me with them.
I would like you to either do a Sean Solves.
Oh.
Which we haven't done in a while.
It's been a minute.
Or a story about a fugitive turkey.
Oh. I have no turkey-based humour, so I think I'm going to go with Sean Solves.
Right. The turkey was called Turkeylees. We'll get to that soon.
Oh! God damn it.
missed opportunities. So Sean solves, if anyone doesn't know, this is your first episode. It's a segment of the show that we just came up with maybe last year at some stage, in which I give Sean an agony and situation that I found somewhere else and allow him to solve it.
And I have 100% success rate, and that's documented.
He has legitimately made every situation worse that he's ever heard of. But
not at all.
One of his options was, actually, no, not just one, multiple, was microdose yourself in COVID.
It just gets you out of a lot of situations.
It gets the job done.
I'm all about results.
So, Sean, I have a woman who is going through a bit of a difficult time.
Well, no.
As she feels that her boyfriend is after developing a habit that she's not very happy with, and she has no way of either telling him, or she doesn't know what to do. Does she break up with him? Does she keep it going? It's a very serious situation, very delicate and perfect for you.
What's the habit? It sounds serious and involved.
He would speak to her, is hardly eating, and despite the lack of evidence that the method really works, is still doing it.
What is it? Has he become a monk? What's going on?
So, look, people often become a little bit annoyed, Sean, when, you know, your partner develops annoying habits. I'm assuming lots of them.
Not
live on mic, she won't have. one woman has been led to her wit's end after her boyfriend picked up an unusual habit which stopped him talking to her. The 23-year-old girlfriend, who wishes to remain unnamed, explained how her partner has basically ruined the relationship in a bid to get a better defined jawline.
Oh my God. I know this is like, it's mewing or some shit. Is that what
her partner started following the internet trend of mewing?
Fuck that. It's dumb and I don't believe it works.
Believed to alter the shape of your face by retraining the position of your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, now I want you to do that right now and tell me how unnatural and uncomfortable it is.
I can't talk with it like this.
That's it. It's like you've eaten a load of peanut butter all at once.
The 22-year-old has, the boyfriend is 22, he's taken on the new habit to the extreme though. He's not speaking, hardly eating, and only texting when he wants to talk.
That's insane. That's like, that's legitimate, I'll break up with someone for this.
Yeah.
Like.
So she doesn't know what to do, Sean, because she's come to Reddit of all places.
Oh, the sanest advice corner on the internet. Should have come to us straight away.
Somehow we're worse than Reddit.
Look.
Despite his determination, however, there is no clinical evidence that the method actually works.
No. Do you know what? It's good if you're taking a photo and you want just a little bit extra. Do it then. Don't do it all the time.
But it's like, didn't Tom Holland say that before he used to get insulted because people thought he had a frog in his mouth?
Yeah,
when he had
a really tight clenched jaw the whole time.
Yeah, and then he had to stop doing that. He had to start opening his mouth because it just looked weird on a red carpet.
He just exists like a normal person.
Now, they've ruled in people, expert Sean, from Colgate to come in.
They're teeth-based.
That's a Venn diagram. I don't know if that overlaps.
No. Just representatives from Colgate, the company. Not even, like, a dentist. Which I think is more jaw-related than toothpaste is.
I also, whenever I think of representatives from Colgate, I just think of, like, those Sensodyne ads for the sensitive toothpaste.
Which are always at, like, slightly tilted camera angles.
And they're always, like, interviewing, like, this fake dentist in an office, and they're like, I've recommended this to everyone, and it's worked on everyone. And down below is, like, 63% of the people it works on.
it's the same. Do you know, I saw a thing, a lad from Colgate, the factory, he finished working there. And he was just like, it's all the same toothpaste. They just put different boxes around it.
Like, now, are we sure that's true?
Apparently, if it's like the ones that strengthen your teeth have extra fluoride and that's about it. But 90% of toothpaste is all the same.
So you're saying the whole thing is a lie. I'm buying toothpaste at like €20 a pop.
Are you buying that fancy toothpaste?
The black coals.
Do you know what I had one time? Is toothpaste, and it came in a tub. and you just like run your toothbrush through the tub.
Wait, no, sorry, hang on.
Imagine a tub.
What do you mean by tub?
Like a tub of pseudo cream, if you ever had that.
Okay, so like a plastic tub.
Like a plastic tub of toothpaste.
That's the most unhinged thing I've ever heard. What the fuck?
It was in like a B&B that I was in like the west of Ireland. Mm. And it was a tub of toothpaste. And it was fresh when I got it. Like, it was a full new tub of toothpaste. You're not reusing it really, are you? And you just dip your toothbrush in, brush away, off you go.
I feel like that's worse.
It's unhinged. I didn't care for it at all.
Because, like, then you're double dipping. Yeah. And if you're dipping with other people's toothbrushes.
If you're in like a family of four situation, yeah. Fuck off with your tub of toothpaste.
Because there's going to be one little fucker that's triple dipping.
And doesn't rinse the brush between.
Oh, no.
I won't allow that at all.
So Colgate have come out and they said, people claim that you could experience benefits like reshaping your face, improved breathing, and corrected posture. Despite the extraordinary number of internet videos and testimonials supporting the mewing claims, no clinical studies or peer-reviewed research can confirm any benefits because they've never been done.
Because why would you bother? Like, mewing hasn't been a thing forever. It's just a little trend that probably the Kardashians came up with. Now, I got my jaw, like, fully reshaped because I got big old headgear when I was a kid.
We cannot let that pass.
What?
Big old headgear.
I had headgear as a kid.
What do you mean by headgear?
Like headgear for braces.
Like a scrum cap.
Like a... It's a 10-gallon, actually. No, it's like a thing that wrapped around my head and a big wire that went into my teeth and pulled my top of my jaw back so my bottom jaw would grow.
You know what?
I've never beaten the bullying allegations.
That is genuinely... Like, that is so you as a thing to happen.
Just I was born like that, and then it was fixed.
I cannot fathom the life you've lived. Like, it's like every nerd cliche wrapped in one little human. Zero to 12, you just completed every nerd American movie cliche.
I really did. Like, aside from, like, if the lockers had been bigger in school, I would have got stuffed into it.
You would have been absolutely.
100%.
So you're telling me, did you have that headgear when you were the junior lollipop boy?
No, I had the headgear from when I was maybe 12 till 14.
Oh, the right age to go to school with girls, yeah.
That's it, yeah. I went to an all-boys school, I'll have you know.
Lucky, very lucky.
Yeah, I really lucked out there. Now, I didn't have to wear it in school, to be fair. I was just at home. Maybe I should have.
Do you know why they didn't want you to wear that?
Because I would have ended up on the news.
Yeah, 100%. You would have needed more than just that to hold your fucking body together in an all-boys school.
That's the thing. They would have, like, thank God my teeth were fixed because I would have had to be identified by them.
They would have ripped your arms and legs off, lad.
I genuinely would have been the easiest target. Like, in the world.
You would have walked in
even have
and
blamed
them. Every eye of every bully would light up. Like, yeah. Oh, but this is the easiest win I'm going to have today.
It's like second Christmas would have come for them.
Walking in with your little lollipop stick.
Traffic stopped behind me.
You just came from being an altar boy at that Sunday's mass.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't make it easy for myself, did I?
Oh my God. So the infuriated girlfriend said that she's going crazy. So this is her full story. This started a few weeks ago as a joke and has now basically ruined our relationship, right? Mm-hmm. He's gone as far as texting me during our time together just so he doesn't have to speak to me and can continue mewing. He hardly eats, drinks, or does anything that would cause him to no longer be able to do it. My final straw was this weekend. I was cleaning up around the house and found pamphlets stashed away teaching people how to mew. Not only is he doing it all the time himself, he's now spending all of his free time handing these booklets out to strangers. Sounds like he's at a cult.
It's a bit culty, isn't it?
It's a bit a culty vibe is coming from him. I literally don't know what to do, and even after countless conversations begging him to stop, I'm at a loss.
Okay. I've got a couple of solutions that we could do here. The first one I know you're not going to like. But...
And so the second one's a winner, is it?
No, it's a home run of a okay. solution, Connor. First one, we need a way to block up this man's nose so that he has to breathe through his mouth and open his mouth and talk to his girlfriend.
I know exactly where this is going, yes.
Now, if there only were some extremely transmissible virus that could be used to do such, but only a little bit, a microdose of the virus, if you will.
If you will.
I'm saying we should microdose COVID on this man.
Right. But, like, people with COVID can still breathe through their nose.
I couldn't.
Could you not? Well, that's... No, a blocked nose is just a regular cold symptom as well.
Well, we should give him a regular cold then.
Okay, so you went straight to COVID was the issue.
I have so much of it on hand.
So like, many I'm vials.
Really trying to clear it out.
So, we could give him a cold. Yeah. That is... I'm more happy with the cold idea than I am with the COVID idea.
Okay, well, for just this once, we'll give him a regular cold.
Okay.
Then he'll have to breathe through his mouth and eat chicken soup and all the
and
rest.
And you know when you have like a cold and you have like that moment where you just can't remember a time where you could breathe through your nose? And then you're like, whenever I get that power back, I'm going to be so grateful. I wasn't grateful enough when I could breathe through my nose.
I didn't appreciate it when I had it.
But now that I've
like
lost
my
it.
My girlfriend, he'll say.
She's not listening.
And the second option is that you need to get a stronger jaw than him.
Home run!
Home run. So I'm thinking, like, you break your own jaw and reset it.
I'm talking like, Johnny Bravo.
I'm talking, like, Crimson Chin from Fairly Odd Parents.
Who's the strongest jaw that we know?
Like, as
humans? Who's the celebrity with the strongest jaw?
Cavill has a pretty strong jaw.
Cavill is... He is made out of granite.
He's chiselled, that
he's,
man.
He's a chiselled man. Who is the... There's got to be some weird-looking dude with, like, a real strong jaw.
A super strong jaw.
Like, not a Skarsgård, but, like, that's the vibe I'm looking for. Some like, family that just have it.
A family of strong jaws. I don't want sharks. I just Google strong jaws.
Well, I would assume all sharks have strong jaws.
Well, you'd be surprised. Yeah. That's actors in Jaws who have... Oh, this is falling apart.
Actors in Jaws. And the shark would come up again.
Oh, here we go. Here's the boys now. You got Jamie Lannister's actor, Nikolai Coster-Waldau.
Oh, yeah. Strong jaw.
Brad Pitt is showing up here a bit.
I wouldn't give Brad the strongest jaw, but okay.
Robert Pattinson. Good jaw.
Batman himself. That's the jawline you want.
He's got the Batman jaw. Ron Perlman.
Oh my god, Ron Perlman has the strongest jaw ever known.
What a fucking jaw.
So you're saying she needs to look like Ron Perlman?
Yeah, I think if you change yourself entirely to look like Ron Perlman, then your boyfriend will love you. Correct?
Sean solves.
Extensive plastic surgery to look like actor Ron Perlman.
Another win in the column.
That 100% still stands, baby.
I mean, like, a lot of people, by the way, one of my favourite comments, there was like over 200 comments on it when I checked it, and one of them just said, once people go down this rabbit hole, they barely turn back. You can't help him.
He's lost.
He's lost to the mewing.
It's like a cult. Like, this is like, no, you've lost them. I'm sorry, they're not
How
the
did you hear
you
about this?
Anymore.
Maybe I'm completely, like, unplugged from this shit.
Oh, I saw it on TikTok. It's like, it was a big trend a while ago. People are, like, taping their mouths shut and, like, going to sleep like
but
that.
Why can people not just look like what they look like?
Yeah. Why can't people just... Now, look, that's a bigger question. They're just like, why can't people just be happy with the way they look? The world would be lovely if that was the case, Connor.
Yeah, but, like, why do other people make them feel bad?
Because there's an industry built around it and people are incentivized to make others feel worse, to spend money on their bullshit programs.
There's a lot of money in it.
There is a lot of money in it. The algorithm then serves you more of this to keep you on the system indefinitely.
Well, the thing about that is, as I've learned from the plot of Catwoman 2004, is that all of the industry is made up upon the fact that we just They make you uglier and then they sell you more stuff. That's what the plot of Catwoman is.
They poison you and sell you the cure. That's what they're at.
And then you get superpowers from the cream that they give you.
You die and then you come back because some cats breathe on you. Also, do you remember as a kid, just being done with the internet for the day? Like, you'd turn off the computer and that was it.
In my head, you've got the big fucking metal band around you. All right. That's another end of the day.
I didn't talk like that, okay? I've had this voice since I was 10.
Yeah, you had that voice, but did you do that every time you had to talk because of the metal bars?
There was a bit of a build-up, all right, I kept it fairly under control.
You're actually a human cliche when you think about it. It's actually crazy.
There's no photos of me that exist with that headgear on.
I will find it.
No, and my mom has looked. They don't exist.
I'll have a chat with her. I'll have a word with her and we'll see what we can do. Because if I can pull one of them out on your wedding day, that would fill me with joy.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
So you're saying not to break up with him, to get to get plastic surgery to look like actor Ron Perlman, and then ultimately take over as the strongest jaw in the relationship, maybe appearing dominant.
That's the thing, because I feel this man equates a strong jaw with success.
Mm.
So if you can give him that success, he'll love you more than he'll love his own weak, pitiful, shitty jaw.
There's loads of lads with really strong jaws that are very unhappy.
That's the thing. And
I assume.
There has to be. I would say
the odds.
The statistics show that there's a good amount of them who are just unhappy.
There's loads of billionaires with big, round, chubby faces.
That's the thing. Some of the happiest people are. Look at Santa Claus. He's loving life.
No, under that beard, he is fucking rock solid, lad. Chiseled, Ron Perlman. Chiseled to death. He's mewing to death, so he's all year.
Has Ron Perlman ever played Santa, do you think?
No, the voice is too scary. I don't imagine him talking to children.
He still has the cigar from Hellboy. He's blowing smoke in the kids' face.
I'm thinking sunglasses from Blade 2.
Oh, yeah. That's a good look.
Obviously, a very strong look. Sean, I think it's time to move on. Because Sean has solved successfully another problem that has arisen, and all we're saying, expensive plastic surgery and or maybe develop some sort of cold or flu symptoms and give it upon him.
Yes. Or break his nose and then he'll have to breathe through his mouth as well.
So what do you know about a fugitive turkey called Turkeyles?
Well, son of Turkey Zeus. That's about
it. What's a Zeus-based pun that you could do for poultry? It's tough.
It is. Goose is right there.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But you can't just say goose, like Zeus.
It works better written down, admittedly.
If it has a Z in it, it has to have a Z. Fugitive turkey, Turkeyles, evades local authorities, unites New Jersey town. He is a gangster, they say.
Wait, he unites the town?
Yes.
As in all the people come
against
together.
Him, yeah.
Against him, not in his favour, sorry.
No. So in a quaint New Jersey town, one Butterball united locals after repeatedly slipping through the animal control's fingers. But the notorious West Orange New Jersey turkey, lovingly named Turkeyles, was finally captured last week, Sean, after a weeks-long goose chase. That can't be right. Devastating the Fowls fan club.
So he did have a little contingent of fans who wanted him to escape.
I'm assuming, as with all unhinged turkeys that we've covered here, they have a for and against group.
Yeah.
They have groupies and then they have group against the groupies.
And this is like he escaped from Thanksgiving, presumably.
He's been on the loose for weeks.
Or it's in the lead up to Thanksgiving. He was.
Yeah.
Now, they have that thing at the White House where they pardon a load of turkeys, don't they? Is that a thing or have I just seen that on TV?
Do you know what? I genuinely don't know. Why would they pardon turkeys?
National Thanksgiving Turkey Presentation. And they pardoned the Thanksgiving turkeys that they're about to eat in the... They pardoned the turkeys so that it doesn't have to be killed for Thanksgiving. I think.
Is that what happens?
But like, there's so many other turkeys that were killed for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but like these ones are, I guess you're lucky. Like it's really kind of a dystopian thing of like the lucky few get to live because they're protected by the
Wesley. Seven lucky, and then the rest of them just in a Hunger Games situation are led to death.
Yeah, people don't apparently like it. Who was okay? Liberty was pardoned this year along with Bell.
That's got to be obviously Liberty Bell. Okay.
Oh, you know what? That didn't. Actually, yeah, last year it was chocolate and chip, peanut butter and jelly the year before.
There's a bit of a coinkydink going on here.
Corn, who was chosen instead of Cobb.
Oh, shit! What happened to Cobb?
Both were still alive in November 2021, allegedly. We have no word on them
and
since.
See, the allegedly is doing a lot of work there. We don't know if they butchered them afterwards.
They just haven't bothered their hole to check up on these turkeys, have that. They?
So, the Federated Fugitive, Sean, united the town, becoming the one thing that everyone could agree on, as everyone's argued about politics, maybe argued about sport, maybe argued about this and that. But one thing they could all agree was that they were all unanimously invested in the well-being of Turkeys. So the misbehaved bird was championed by locals who posted sightings of him on social media and threw him a hometown hero celebration at one stage. Garcia, who's the owner of Willow and Olivia Dessert Cafe, told the news, "I'll miss him a lot. I'll miss the daily reports on his sightings. I look forward to getting updates about him every single day."
It's like when Ireland, we used to have, there's numerous things that we would just, like Fungi the Dolphin back in the day.
Could you explain Fungi the Dolphin to our international listeners?
It was this dolphin that lived off the coast of Kerry.
I mean, it wasn't real.
It was real. It was one dolphin that was surprisingly long-lived.
Like 70 years old.
And they would do tours and you'd go out and look at definitely that one dolphin.
Yeah.
And then he hasn't been seen for years. I think he's confirmed dead, actually.
How could they confirm? Like, they don't have DNA of fungi and they found a body and they were like, oh, well, this is definitely him.
He was wearing headgear at the time.
No, he wasn't wearing headgear. Fixing his jaw.
Fungi the Dolphin. Yeah, he's past tense on Wikipedia.
What do you mean he's past tense? You're like struck down in his prime.
How long do dolphins live? Because that's,
how long did they say fungi lived is the question.
They say fungi lived to be over 40 years old.
He did, aye.
A regular dolphin lives about 40 years.
Suspicious that they landed directly on the average.
It's like they were just waiting, really, to hang on, because he was a teenager. Oh, no, sorry. Excuse me. He was a teenager when he showed up, apparently, and that was in 1983.
So he's 60.
He's like 60 as a dolphin.
He's like 57.
Do you know who Fungi was named after?
Go for it.
A local fisherman who was teased for his attempt to grow a beard and who was nicknamed Fungus.
And in that town, that is the funniest thing anyone's had happened. And your man was raging.
Top tier comedy.
Oh, yeah. Like, a fucking fungus on your man's face.
We'll say that to him for the rest of his life.
Sean, the 3-foot gobbler became a local celebrity after successfully escaping the grasp of the animal authorities, enduring a tranquilizer dart hit straight to his chest.
What a fucking
dangling
legend.
Amongst its plumes while it's on the run for weeks.
What the fuck?
He even survived being struck by a vehicle, emerging from the accident unscathed.
It's like the T-1000. But the T stands for turkey.
He is resilient, Garcia told the news. To see a turkey actively show a type of protective nature for that patch of land, and then for him to walk around with a trank dart in him, I mean, that's badass.
Yeah, they respect. He's a symbol now. Like,
he's more of a dark knight, if you will.
He's the hero we need, but not the one we deserve. Is that the way it goes?
No, he's the hero we
deserve, but not the one we need.
No, is it the other way around?
Batman's the one it deserves but not needs.
I've seen that movie like 50 times and I'm just like, wait, hang on, which one is it?
They make Harvey Dent into the hero because that's what Gotham needs at that
moment. Yes, but good.
See?
Good.
Now.
Some locals, however, are convinced that this isn't a goodbye, just a see you later. Turkleys was allegedly relocated from West Orange earlier this year and eventually made his way back. So they have picked him up and brought him back across the country. But, Sean, he could still come back.
He's done it before. We love a returning animal on this show. We've had Hank the Tank kept coming back.
Hank the Tank was a bear that they accused of many criminal offences, but at the time then it found out that it was actually three bears,
but they had gone away and come back before because the hunting was good.
But this turkey's a gangster, so he's definitely coming back.
I'd say let him at it, you know, let him have his, like, especially around Thanksgiving, like, let him have a little bit of free
this
time.
Is the time where his power is at its mightiest.
Well, it's also at a time when he's highest in demand, you know? Like, turkey for Christmas as well. Also, turkey's a bad meat.
How fucking dare you? What are you talking
driest
about?
Driest thing in the world.
It's lean protein, lad.
Yeah, no, look, the nutritional benefits aside, if you're going purely on flavour and indulgence at Christmas, I shouldn't have to put jam on my fucking meat to make it taste nice.
So you're saying turkey's the worst?
Turkey is... Is it the worst meat? Yeah, I think it's the worst meat.
What's the best meat?
The best meat?
Yes.
Versatility? I would say chicken.
See, that's weird that you've got turkey worst, chicken best.
This is the thing. I think a turkey is a shit chicken. I also don't eat meat. But chicken is delicious.
When was the last time you ate meat?
I did have a little bit in Japan, but other than that, I've been off it for like a year.
Really?
Yeah, man.
How's that going?
Going great. I like it. I don't crave meat. I just, vegetables are good. And pasta. A little margarita pizza.
It's just the way you said, vegetables are good.
Vegetables are good. What's
brought me back
vegetable?
To the headband wearing.
I'm there eating a stick of celery at lunch.
Hi guys, this is my celery.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Oh, I mean, the obvious answer is carrot.
Carrot is a good one.
I like a broccoli in a stir fry.
But yeah. Broccoli undercooked, terrible. Broccoli perfectly cooked, insane.
Yeah, where you going with?
I'm going, I see you've picked my top two really there with carrot and broccoli. I like an aubergine. If I could say it correctly, that'd be good. Aubergine.
I've started adding lentils to stuff as well.
Lentils are fucking good, man. You bulk out a meal with those things.
They add a bit of bulk to it, a bit of protein, lad.
Stay going. What we used to do in college is, because we used to make just like a big fucking bolognese with mince and stuff, and then it gets like halfway through the week, and it's getting fairly thin in that tub. Trying a thing of lentils, you're good for another couple of days.
Should we have our own cooking show is my question.
We've said this before. It's like we do talk about food.
It's
quite
genuinely going to be the worst show in the world. Like, it's only like six meals, but we'll be like, these are the six weird meals that we're going to come up with.
Yeah, this is all you need, let me tell you. If a recipe calls for garlic, throw in double the amount of garlic.
Always.
Always. They don't know what they're talking about.
Garlic bread needs to be more garlic than bread. I don't even want to see the bread.
I've put crushed garlic on garlic bread before.
See, yeah, but you're a lunatic. The cooking show is going to have to be split.
It might have to be split. What's the worst veg? There's a correct answer to this.
It's Brussels sprouts.
No, they're great.
What?
The worst veg is cauliflower.
No.
Cauliflower's horrendous.
Brussels sprouts are way worse than cauliflower.
Brussels sprouts at least have a fucking flavour and aren't just a shit.
Yeah, a shit flavour. I would rather bland than shit flavour.
No, they're perfectly bitter and they go lovely. Here's what you do now. You get buttery Brussels sprouts on a Christmas
morning.
Here's
what you do now. You get buttery cauliflower, lad.
No. Cauliflower steak is an abomination. It's the worst thing to ever happen to anyone.
Yeah, that's weird. In work one day,
the veggie option was either cauliflower steak or cauliflower soup. I said
they just had a lot of cauliflowers.
They really overbought cauliflowers. They thought they were ordering broccoli, but it was in black and white.
You're like, broccoli and cauliflower are the chicken and turkey of the veg situation.
Yeah, Like nutritional benefits aside, broccoli is just way better, and so is chicken and turkey.
And keep putting that baking paper down when you're putting things in the oven, lads. It really makes it easy to get things out.
The baking paper is the move.
Just,
honestly,
I'm telling you now. That's our little tip. Our little tip: if you're putting a pizza in the oven, stick a bit of baking paper underneath it.
You might think even tin foil. No, it's not worth it.
Tin foil gets stuck to it.
It's going to get stuck to it. Baking paper, fucking nothing sticks to it, lads.
Slippery old devils, so they are. So we're moving on.
That was a story about a runaway turkey.
But I got talking about food. Sean, man didn't know he had chopsticks lodged in his brain for 5 months.
Do you know, as you were saying that sentence, I was like, all right, where are these chopsticks? And I had really good odds on them being up his arse.
You know what? I think you'd notice it either way. But I think the arse would be less noticeable somehow.
Yeah, than your brain. Yeah.
Yeah. A man had chopsticks shoved up his nose and lodged into his brain for 5 months.
That's how they killed the Frosties kid.
Sorry. What?
Didn't you not hear that in school? The Frosties kid. Kid was in the Frosties ad. Frosted flakes for the
I mean,
Americans.
Genuinely, this is going to take a big, massive swing to come back to where we were. But go on.
There was a rumour going around in school. Yeah. And it was in every school somehow that the Frosties kid died because he got pencils put up his nose and his head slammed on the desk. So
what the fuck are you talking?
The same thing might have happened with the chopstick situation.
But what does that have to do with Frosted Flakes or Frosties?
He was in a Frosted Flakes ad, kid, and no one ever saw him again, so they concocted this lie.
What's with the pencils?
He was in school at the time, because he was a kid.
He was
bullied horribly.
I actually heard that he was kidnapped, beaten repeatedly every single day, and then his legs and his kneecaps were shot off, but he was kept alive for another few weeks, and then eventually body parts were sent home to his family and loved ones.
No, you're thinking of me when I wore my headgear to school.
Yeah, that's exactly what would have happened, if you walked into school. All boys school, headgear? Yeah, no, mate, you're coming out with your dead.
That's page 1 and 2 of your dream journal, actually.
You're going to want to bring a body bag with you, lad, save some time.
Got all my books in it.
After suffering with severe headaches, fluid discharge, and even loss of vision, the unnamed man from Vietnam was rushed to the emergency room at hospital. The 35-year-old was asked by doctors if he had any indication of what might be causing his symptoms, but he was at a loss. Staff at the Friendship Hotel in the city of Dong Hui carried out a CT scan to get to the bottom of what was really irritating this man. The results were shocking, to say the least. They didn't only discover that he was suffering from tension or pneumocephalus. We all knew what it meant. Starts with a silent P.
Those are always fun ones.
An unusual but life-threatening neurological emergency normally caused by head trauma. But medical experts also came across broken chopsticks, which are penetrating into his skull from the nose when he was examined.
He lobotomized himself. Yes. Happening. Also, pneumocephalus. That's it.
How do you... Did you look up Google and how to pronounce it?
No, I didn't look up the pronunciation. Should have looked up that fucking one.
Your fucking Bertie Big Bollocks comes up with the fucking...
No, you throw Latin at me, I'm fine.
Can't say simple ones, though.
Basic English phrases. No.
His family believes the chopsticks might have made their way up his nose when he was involved in a fight around 5 months ago.
5 months with chopsticks in you?
Yeah.
That's insane.
He was injured and taken to hospital at the time, but the chopsticks were not found and no abnormalities with his nose were reported. Sean, how would you forget that chopsticks were put up your nose?
Like, even broken chopsticks would be fair. Like, even if they were broken in half.
Even broken chopsticks are right twice a day, you know what I mean?
That's... What are we doing here?
I think you mean, what am I doing here?
I mean, look, if you want to eat 4 meals at once, get two sets of broken chopsticks.
Good taking.
Yeah. So, but like, even those broken in half would be sizably into your... You would... What if you had to sneeze?
Yeah, how? What happened when he sneezed?
Did he ever sneeze?
Did he ever just... Did they go further up in him?
What were they made of?
What are like, chopsticks normally made of? Like
wood, like bamboo, or fucking...
You can always get like... not plastic. I suppose it would be plastic. It depends what type they're selling.
Yeah.
Bamboo, surely you'd have a splinter somewhere.
We got custom chopsticks.
Of course you did. Absolutely.
Mine are wood with resin in them. They're pretty good. They got my name carved on them.
Who's they?
The chopsticks.
No.
Chop and stick.
I mean, no, I mean...
They're the turkeys I pardoned.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, the shop. They had a little chopstick carving machine.
Right, great. In Japan?
In Japan, yeah.
Fucking hell.
In a little market in Kyoto.
In a little market, so he did. Oh, Jesus.
This was a lovely time.
Sean, what do you think would be the worst thing to get stuck up both nostrils?
Both nostrils?
Mm.
Like chopstick, like something long that just goes way back into a pipe cleaner. That'd be pretty rough.
Yeah.
That'd go into all your little like nooks and crannies.
Cigarettes.
Lit cigarette up your nose would be rough. Pack of dice. That'd be just rattling all around.
No, I've come up with it. You know those sweets that are sugary and they're like, they're long, like colourful, like things. What's the word I'm looking for? They're
like pixie sticks? Like
not pixie sticks, like they're floppy. But they're not licorice.
Oh, yes.
They're like normally red bright green and bright blue.
Yeah, like, I know the ones. They're like red vine equivalent. Are these ones that have like the white in the middle of them?
They're white in the middle, right?
Yes.
They're normally covered in sugar and they're a bit floppy. You stick two of them up your nose, they're going to curl around and they've got sugar on them. That's going to wake you up in the morning.
That is going to be tough. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you were snoring, like it's all getting all coated and stuff. What about a lit sparkler?
What about dynamite?
17 tons of plastic explosives.
No, 18 tons would be unsafe. We stop at 17. The patient apparently was bemused when doctors came across them, saying he didn't remember exactly what happened in the fight, although he said he thought something had been stabbed into his face.
That's like a very controlled movement in the middle of a fight, by the way.
I mean, who was he fucking fighting? Bruce Lee or some shit?
Fucking John Wick. Like, anything's a weapon.
Two chopsticks straight up, two nostrils, clean sweep.
Clean sweep, and far enough back that they're not visible. And, like, that's surgically done, I'd say.
After the consultations, doctors performed the endoscopic surgery through the nose to remove them. He remains in hospital in a stable condition, but they said, and this is my favourite, this is a very rare case. By very rare, surely zero other cases.
It did happen to Homer Simpson once. He got that crayon stuck in his brain.
One crayon.
Just the one, and it made him, the crayon made him dumb, and then he got it put back in, wasn't it?
Are you describing the plot of a Simpsons episode from 1998?
Trying to remember it. If that's actually 1998, that is actually, well done, by the way.
If that is the episode, look up Homer Simpson crayon episode, year it came out, and if it is 98, I'm walking off. I'm retiring.
All right, Homer, crayon. That came out, H-O-M-R, that's it. No, Fred, not Connor, January 7th, 2001.
I'm so out of the loop of my years.
That's the one time you've ever been wrong on years of things.
That's the one time I've ever been wrong, ever.
No, incorrect.
I'm pretty sure in history.
You said turkey was good.
Sean, I do have some worrying news that I think we need to touch on.
I'm ready.
And to be honest with you, for all of our US listeners, this is for you mostly. So we have a history of covering maybe invading super animals.
Yes.
And
the
so
spiders
we,
having sex in Ireland.
The giant spiders that are sex crazed in Ireland from a few years ago comes to mind, yes.
Yeah. So one of the key examples.
But Sean, what about a population of hard to eradicate super pigs in Canada threatening to invade the US?
Well, I mean, let's hear the pigs out. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hard to eradicate is a funny way of saying unkillable.
That unkillable pigs, yeah. Yeah, you don't really eradicate pigs, do you? They're not like silverfish or something.
No, but you do eat a lot of them.
You do. Well, not me personally, of course.
No, not you personally, but like in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a big market in pig killing. But I don't think you should eat genetically altered super pigs. That's my hot take of the week.
I disagree.
For these reasons.
If it's not green, I ain't eating it.
I like Canada, green eggs and ham.
In Canada, the wild pigs roaming Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba pose a new threat. They are often crossbreeds that combine the survival skills of the wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility of domestic swine to create a super pig that's spreading out of control.
Oh my god, so it's really strong and really delicious.
And super sexual.
Just really horny.
So Ryan Brooke, who's a professor of the University of Saskatchewan and one of the leading authorities on the problem, calls the feral swine the most invasive animal on the planet. An ecological train wreck, he said. So pigs are not native to North America, though they've roamed it for centuries. Canada's problem is dating back a few years, where the market collapsed, so the pig market collapsed on wild boar in like 2001,
right.
Or like in a few years after that, and frustrated farmers simply cut their fences, setting the animals free.
Fuck. Which probably seemed like the kinder thing to do at the time.
Yeah.
But now there's just a load of pigs in the wild, in a country they weren't designed to be in.
Well, it turned out the pigs were very good at surviving Canadian winters. Smart, adaptable and furry. They can eat anything, including crops and wildlife.
Pigs will eat a human if you let them as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
They tear up land when they root for bugs and crops. They can spread devastating diseases, and they reproduce quickly. They basically are sex having machines who will literally eat anything and can survive any weather.
Like myself. No, I don't like the cold, actually. And I get hay fever in the summer.
I'm very warm.
I'm a toasty boy.
That means 65% or more of a wild pig population could be killed every year. So over 65% could be killed every year and the population will still increase.
Oh, man, that's...
Yeah.
That's bad. Well, Canada belongs to the pigs now.
Hunting, he said, also makes the problem basically worse, as the success rate for hunters is only about 2-3%. So, I mean, it also makes the pigs more wary and nocturnal, so tougher to track down and eradicate.
They're making ninja pigs, is what's happening.
But the more they hunt them, the stronger they become.
Because they learn the tactics that the humans use and then outthink them.
Yeah. And then kill them, I assume.
Yeah, and then they have guns. Then what do?
They got lasers.
I'm just thinking of like Planet of the Apes, but pigs.
Yeah. So what we're saying is they might take over the whole world.
They might. Like, would it be that bad if they did? If pigs ran the world? Let's read Animal Farm and find out.
That's the perfect book for it.
It's the only one.
Eradication of wild pigs is no longer possible in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. But the situation isn't hopeless everywhere. And a few US states have eliminated them. The key, he said, is having a detection system that finds them early and fast and then responding quickly.
They're talking like they're fucking asteroids.
Or zombies.
Yeah. That, like, oh, they crop up and you have to get rid of them before they grow, like.
Brooke and his colleagues have documented 62,000 wild pig sightings in Canada. So they've also spotted them on both sides of the Canada-North Dakota border. So, I mean, they've also recorded a sighting in Manitoba within 18 miles of Minnesota. So nobody should be surprised, he said, when pigs start walking across the border. The question is, what will be done about it?
Oh man, like, do we have to have like border checks on the pigs?
I think you need to start bringing in some passports for the pigs, yeah.
Yeah, and then what's an event that we could do that we get all the pigs in one place and then we can just ask them politely to stop? What do pigs like?
What do pigs like is the question. Do you serve them other pigs?
Mud? Pigs like mud. Happy as a pig in mud.
I think they like eating more than they like mud.
Okay, so then apples? Pigs like apples? What?
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Pigs, you always see a pig with an apple.
You had the choice of every food in the world and you were like, maybe an apple? Maybe like one or two apples a pig?
It's, when you see them laid out on a table,
yeah,
they always have an apple in their mouth.
Yeah, but they're jade at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, by the way, John, he then said, the only path forward is you have to be really aggressive and use all the tools in the toolbox. This could include big ground traps with names like Boar Buster or net guns fired from helicopters. I mean, Sean, these are nuclear options, really.
They're really like, when they're saying use everything available to us, they're really like, look, we'll just use whatever weapon we want on these pigs.
Guns, poison, traps.
A trebuchet.
Anything that stops them in their tracks and keeps them wary and scared to cross the border.
What if they bring in the turkey from earlier as like a consultant? And it's like, because he's survived like so many things.
Sitting around the table.
Yeah.
And it's like six generals and the turkey.
And they're just like putting all these like proposals in front of the turkey.
And he's just Turkeys, like, what do you say?
And he's just gobble gobbling away and then like signs the death
warrant. My God, you are the wisest of us, Turkeys. My God.
Goes and sees a priest.
So Minnesota is among states trying to prevent the swine from taking hold. So they're also expected to release a report in February identifying gaps in its border for pigs.
As in like gaps that the pigs can fit through?
Or gaps in like their research and their surveillance.
Oh, things we don't know about pigs.
Yeah. So they're now using drones as well to beef up surveillance on the northern border.
That's insane. What if it's all a front and they just want more surveillance on the border? And then they're like, oh, we just released all these pigs to cover it up.
So you're saying the best way they went around it is by saying there's loads of pigs.
Yeah, by crossbreeding genetically superior pigs and releasing
them. But at this point, are we just accepting that Canada's going to have to be cut loose?
I think so. Like, I think it's pig country now. Certainly, like, the wilds of Canada belong to them.
Oh, yeah, Saskatchewan. If you're living there, like, you're gone. Like, the zombies have taken over.
Yeah, apparently pigs are much smarter than dogs. Like,
are they?
Yeah, they're the fifth most intelligent animal in the world.
Really?
They can play video games.
Well, I mean, they don't, like, they're not playing, like, Dark Souls, are they?
I'd say they could give it a good attempt, you know?
Like they'd be able to move. I don't think they have opposable thumbs, which makes that more difficult.
That's, yeah, well, with an adapted controller, I'm sure a pig could beat Elden Ring.
I think a pig could fuck you up in Street Fighter 2, is all I'm saying.
Oh, but he button spams the whole time. Like, what's that about? He's playing Maraca.
But, like, if you lose to a button spammer, are you better or worse than them, is the question.
Yeah, you have the moral high ground, but ultimately you're shit.
They have the victory.
Yeah. Fact number 10 of pigs, by the way, on this
Give
website.
Me some facts about pigs, please.
Well, like, you know, we've done that they're very smart.
Yeah.
They can't sweat. They don't have sweat glands. They have
same as Prince Andrew.
They have an excellent sense of direction and can reach up to 11 miles per hour when they run.
Fuck.
They dream. They
like Martin Luther King dream or like dream when they're asleep?
A dream when they're asleep, I imagine. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know their political views.
Maybe they're big into racial tensions as well. I'm not sure.
Big into them in a big way. Big into the tensions. They apparently suffer immensely on factory farms, and they're deserving of good lives. Those are the last two facts.
Did a pig write that?
They love apples.
And they're really smart. And they have some dreams. And they're kind of trapped, aren't they? Really,
they
when you think about how fast? Like 50 miles an hour or something? Like a torpedo?
17 kilometres per hour.
That seems too quick.
It seems too quick for a pig in water.
Too quick for a pig. They got little legs.
Got little legs. But I guess they're buoyant. So
that how does that
helps.
Help at speed?
Yeah, no, I have no response to that.
You've called me out on my one fact about pigs. They're buoyant.
I've got many facts about pigs.
So, should I come to you? Maybe you could help us solve this.
Oh, right.
John,
I don't want to ruin my 100% win rate now.
But the US is going to be wiped out probably in the next week or two by feral pigs. Canada's gone.
It's looking that
Look,
way.
Canada's a lost fallen. Cause. It's fallen already. The pigs own Canada. And we're now moving into Minnesota and into the rest of America. Shaw, what do we do?
Here's what I'm thinking, right? Mm. And I think the time of year has a lot to do with this.
Yeah.
It's getting colder. So the pigs, they're moving around more. They don't sweat, as we've learned. So we need to make the world as inhospitable as possible to those pigs. If only there were some way to warm the entire earth. Now, we may have to sacrifice Alaska for this, by the way.
We may have to sacrifice Holland.
Like those artificial, that land they reclaimed in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Put all the pigs onto that and then declaim it and just separate them and make a little pig island.
So you're going to but they can swim.
They can swim. Fuck. Can
swim. What you're doing is bringing the problem to Europe.
That's true. Oh yeah, we need to shut that shit down.
Can a pig get on a plane? Because if it can, then we're fucked.
We had a horse on a plane last week.
That's true, and it got loose.
And apparently pigs are very clean as well. That was another fact that I didn't care to mention.
Well, they're dirty in the bedroom, but clean in real life.
But look, you don't get fucking 65% increase in your population by being clean.
No, if they wipe out 65% of them, the population still increases. That's how fuckable each pig is.
So, don't describe a pig as fuckable, please.
That, isn't that like the Black Mirror episode?
Yeah, the first Black Mirror episode. Yeah. It's a really tough sell to people.
Episode one, pig fucking. Here
pig
we go.
Fucking. It's happening, boys.
I see a great Black Mirror review, by the way. It was like, what if your phone had a gun?
What if your mom was a phone?
That's all Black Mirror.
It's all of it. I didn't watch the latest season, but there was no pigs in it, as far as I know.
As far as I remember, no. Salma Hayek was in it.
Was she?
Yeah.
She's good in things, isn't she?
She's very good in things.
There we go now. There's
That's
your
it.
Movie review for the...
She was good at Hot Ones.
Hot Ones is good.
Ate a lot of them.
I love the who was on Hot Ones, right? The Colin Farrell Hot Ones. Very charming.
Well, no, that's
man.
that's the greatest episode of the show.
Yeah, that's peak. Like, that's Ozymandias Breaking Bad.
If you don't know what Hot Ones is, or you're listening to the show, what is Hot Ones?
It's a show where celebrities eat hot chicken wings and then do an interview.
Increasingly hotter chicken wings.
Increasingly hotter, and they have to answer the questions while in terrible pain. But the questions are just really good questions.
Yeah. So you have like one of the best interviewers in the world, Sean Evans, and his job is to just ask them the most intricate, like deep questions about their career that they've never had before while they're eating the world's hottest food.
They're all really surprised by it. It's amazing.
And when they start sweating, they stop thinking about like giving the PR answer because they're just absolutely dying and they just start answering properly.
Did you watch Mick Foley was on it?
Yeah.
And he's just like, he was built for it. He's just like, no reaction.
I mean, the man was thrown off a cell.
Yeah, true. The man ate thumbtacks.
There's that scene of he fell and then his tooth came out of his mouth and into his nose. Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't give
him... That's a bad thing to get up your nose.
I do not put your own teeth up your nose is my advice, but...
We've said it now, lads.
I've said it now and I'm sticking by it, but he's just on it and he's just like, wings do not faze me. These aren't even my teeth.
He pulls out his teeth mid-interview. What a dude.
Sean, I don't know. I feel like that could be it for this week's weird news.
I think let's end it on some Mick Foley love.
Yeah, I mean, Mick Foley, lovely man.
Lovely, lovely man. Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero. Monday with an episode of Movie Mondays. And next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thank you to everyone over on the Patreon, patreon.com/Ears for Hire podcast. Link to that is in the description. And shout outs go to Roisin and baby Ben Palmer. Our youngest listener, I think, confirmed.
I think
this
to
point.
Say, the youngest listener ever.
Yeah. So, look, if his first word is what is going on, everybody? That'd be kind of cool. Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chucking in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever Hilmroose, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost joining the naming antics to mess with Sean, thanks again, Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are renting a human-sized hamster wheel to see all the ocean ghosts, Russ, okay, Sean, never mind hilarious anecdotes. I need Japanese ones involving either Pokemon or marriage proposals. Perfect.
Oh.
We went to 3 Pokemon stores in one day.
Fuck off.
Just to get different merch from each one. And then we walked out, and what do we see but a Pokemon bridal fair? Now, gentle listener, it was raining, so we were hurrying to the next train, but by God... I saw my life flash.
I mean, would you be the bride and Groudon?
I'd be. Who would I be?
Bride and Groudon, bride.
Bride and Groudon. That's close. Groville. Bride and Groville.
Oh, Bride and Gloom.
Bride and Gloom.
There you go. That was there sitting right there.
It was right there. He was really teed up. Thanks for that, Connor. Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his parking space. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsy subscribed to the Patreon. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Kyle Borowski, and Luke is back to the future of days past. Thank you all very, very much for your continued support. We really appreciate it. Head on over to the Patreon. There is extra content over there. We do movie reviews, TV show reviews, other things get posted there, polls of what we want to talk about. You also get announcements for when we're doing our live hangouts, whenever those happen. So heading over there, or you can go to heroesforhire.ie/shop if you want to get some merch. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Diplomats Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Lee.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.